good. That's all I wanted. So next month, I went in there and tired him. And wasn't anybody, all the rest of them had been gone. And he and I carried him down that back of the house and give him a whipping. And so coming back to the house, we met his brother, which was a grown nigger. And he passed by the house, and the mother knew we were down there by ourselves, and she was worried to death. He said this big nigger was going to cause trouble. But he didn't. We came on back to the house. So didn't have no more trouble, but my mother really, really scared, worried. And so after I came down here, now we wasn't hard, don't misunderstand, my daddy worked, as I said, he worked us and the niggers, but he was not mean to them if they did right. He wasn't mean to them. But after I came down here, up to myself, it was a mean, in those days, a mean nigger was dangerous. And so it was a mean nigger living. Well, he lived in different places, but anyway, when I got in trouble with him, he was living over there. He had shot a game warden and went to the penitentiary for that year. And so he went up into a store right up there close to where you were the other day in his store.
Yep.
And got into it with a man and a woman in the store. The woman was running the store, and the man was in the store, though. And he cussed them both out. So, okay. So that night, they used to, whenever they wanted to whip a nigger, ordinarily, a gang, you know, a mob would gang up and go get him and whip him, and it had, and I don't remember, but they used to hang him like that. But anyway, they came here and called for me. So I went out there, they were all on the horses, tell me what they wanted to do, and this nigger lived right over there in the nigger house, right across there, that mean nigger. So they wanted to go get him and give him a beating. He cussed out Mr. Nigger up there, and went on to say how he cussed Ned Jackson and so forth in the store. So I asked him out there, I said, well, where was David? That was her husband, when he was doing all that cussing Ned. So he was there in the store. I said, you mean he was there in the store and he didn't do anything? He said, no. I said, well, y'all don't need me. I said, if a nigger come in my house, cuss my wife out, I don't need anybody, because I'm going to hate him. So, okay. So they disbanded him and went back home. They knew somebody was going to get hurt when they were, because he was a dangerous nigger. So it rocked on that fall, and Ned lived right up here. She operated a big place over there. And I was working with the highway then. And so I stopped at the 1st of October.
What year was this? This was
1940. The store right up on the hill. And I stopped there, coming from work, the first day of squirrel law open, season open, and bought me a box of shell. So the man running the store told me that Neil had a trouble, and she had done prosecuted him, and the deputy sheriff's out there hid in his house now, and he's gone.
He wasn't?
The nigger had gone. Had gone, but the deputy sheriff hid up there at his house, and that's what the man at the store told me. So I hurried home and went down back going to the swamp with the gun spread out a little bit before sundown that evening. So I saw him. There was a gap down there, the field, and then the gap to go into the pasture. So I saw him. So I went to the gap and let out the gap, and I saw him coming. So when I got out the gap, he was coming. When he got pretty close to him, I put my gun on him and told him, no, don't come any closer. So he, you know, I said, I knew that the sheriff was up there in his house. I said, okay, Albert, get ahead of me now. Come on up there to the sheriff, to the sheriff up there to your house. No, sir, I ain't going. If I go up there, y'all are going to kill me. He said, no, Albert. I said, I'm not going to let him hurt you. All I want to do is carry you up there to the law. He said, no, sir, I ain't going. So he started on me. I said, if you make another step, I'm going to cut you in two.